are you going? Better far, there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump
Theater.
So let's
pull the curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
Donald
Trump.
My daughter Ivanka has been treated so unfairly by at Nordstrom's. She is a great person, always pushing me to do the right thing. Terrible.
Be hired. Hired.
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald
Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be hired. Hired.
Donald
Trump.
Space.
Ben. Donald
Trump
says.
My daughter Ivanka has been treated so unfairly by Nordstrom. She is a great person, always pushing me to do the right thing.
Be hired. Hired.
Donald
Trump.
Face been hurt.
Donald
Trump
says.
My daughter Ivanka has been treated so unfairly by Nordstrom. She's a great person, always pushing me to do the right thing. Terrible.
Hi,
Donald
Trump.
Face. Are we not the Superman? Are you pure Superman?
Yeah, we are the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order.
Donald
Trump.
This world new order. Everyone a foreign race. We love
Donald Trump.
Face. When we bring to the world disorder. When
Donald
Trump
says
no oversight. You can't talk about anything that has to do with oversight.
We hire. Hire. Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald
Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be hire. Hire. Riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space.
Big increase in traffic into our country from certain areas, while our people are far more vulnerable as we wait for what should be easy D.
Be higher, higher, riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be higher, higher, riding.
Donald
Trump.
Space.
Something you've never seen before, heard before, dreamt before. The most amazing.
We just got a tweet from the President of the United States. This is what he said. He said, "See you in court. The security of our nation is at stake."
Just cannot believe a judge would put our country in such peril. If something bad happens, blame him and court system. People pouring in, bad.
We got a state senator in Texas that was talking about introducing legislation to require conviction before we could receive that forfeiture money.
Can you believe that?
And I told him that the cartel would build a monument to him in Mexico if he could get that legislation.
Who's the state senator? Do you want to give his name? We'll destroy his career.
I'll see you in court.
Court? Huh. There's a ball and a hoop out back. We can go now, sucker.
I move for a bad court thingy.
Gonna have a three-ring circus someday. People will say it's a fine one, son. Gonna have a three-ring circus someday. People will come from miles around. Lions, tigers, acrobats, and jugglers, and clowns galore. Tightrope walkers, pony riders, elephants, and so much more. Guess I got the idea right here at school. Felt like a fool when they called my name. Talking about the government and how it's arranged. Divided in three like a circus. Ring one, executive. Two is legislative, that's Congress. Ring three, judiciary. See, it's kind of like my circus. Circus. Step right up and visit ring number one. The show's just begun, meet the president. I am here to see that the laws get done. The ringmaster of the government. On with the show! Hurry, hurry, hurry to ring number two. See what they do in the Congress. Passing laws and juggling bills. Oh, it's quite a thrill in the Congress. Focus your attention on ring number three. The judiciary's in the spotlight. The courts take the laws and they tame the crimes. Balancing the wrongs with your rights. No one part can be more powerful than any other is. Each controls the other, you see. And that's what we call checks and balances. Well, everybody's act is part of the show. And no one's job is more important. The audience is kind of like the country, you know. Keeping an eye on their performance. Ring one, executive. Two is legislative, that's Congress. Ring three, judiciary. See, it's kinda like my circus. My circus. I'm gonna have a three-ring circus someday. People will say it's a fine one, son. But until I get it, I'll do my thing. With government, it's got three-rings.
A federal judge in Virginia has just ruled against President Donald Trump's travel ban.
National Security Advisor Michael Flynn has resigned.
The Office of Government Ethics says Kellyanne Conway broke the law.
Damage control after the president's tense phone call with Australia.
Possible security violations at Mar-a-Lago this weekend.
President Trump's pick to lead the Labor Department, Andy Puzder, he has now withdrawn his name from consideration.
Any liberal democracy, any constitutional democracy, relies upon something we call the objective truth. Now, some politicians fib and lie. In fact, almost all of them do to some extent. But they always do it in a way that pays some sort of deference to reality. And what we've discovered is that in the last 3 weeks, this president, rather like he did on the campaign trail, simply insists that black is white, that things that we can see with our own eyes, like the size of his inauguration crowd, are not exactly what we're seeing. And he's able to command his underlings to actually go out there and also say things that are empirically untrue.
Mark Twain said about patriotism and about law
loyalty. Because people asked him, why aren't you loyal? He said, Mark Twain said,
my kind of loyalty is loyalty to one's country. 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 Not to its institutions or its office holders.
Loyalty to one's country. 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 Country.
The country is the real thing. The substantial thing. The eternal thing. It's the thing to watch over and care for and be loyal to.
The country is a real thing.
Its institutions are extraneous.
The real thing, the substantial thing, the eternal thing. Its institutions are extraneous.
Then it's in your clothing. Your clothing can wear out. Become ragged. Cease to be comfortable. Cease to protect your body from winter, disease, and death. To be loyal to rags. 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 To shout for rags. To worship rags. To die for rags.
That is a loyalty of unreason.
Are we fake news, Kellyanne? Is CNN fake news?
No, I don't think CNN is fake news.
Okay, President Trump, your senior advisor says CNN isn't fake news. Then again, she said it on CNN, and we know that's fake news, so.
How about the president's statements that are false, like the murder rate is the highest it's been in almost half a century? False. I'm talking about the president of the United States saying things that are not true, demonstrably not true. That is important.
Well, are they more important than the many things that he says that are true that are making a difference in people's lives?
I have so many people, friends of mine, that have nice businesses, they can't borrow money, they just can't get any money because the banks... I just won't let them borrow because of the rules and regulations and Dodd-Frank.
But it's a lie.
I learned a lot about the automobile business. I thought I knew a lot. But they are being so stymied, so restricted with regulation and so many other reasons. And they're pouring back into the country already.
But it's a lie. The January employment report shows that the private sector added 237,000 jobs last month. A lot of that has to do with the spirit our country now has. But it's a lie.
As you know, I'm very much opposed to sanctuary cities. They breed crime.
But it's a lie.
When you see illegals, people that are not citizens, and they're on the registration rolls. Look, Bill, we can be babies, but you take a look at the registration. You have illegals, you have dead people, you have this. It's really a bad situation.
But it's a lie.
Protesting has become a profession now. They have every right to do that, don't get me wrong, but I think that we need to call it what it is. It's not these organic uprisings that we've seen through the last several decades. You know, the Tea Party was a very organic movement. This has become a very paid AstroTurf type movement.
But it's a lie. All over Europe, it's happening. It's gotten to a point where it's not even being reported. But it's a lie.
Let's talk about Iran. Your assessment.
We've already given them billions and billions, probably $150 billion.
But it's a lie.
The murder rate in our country is the highest it's been in 47 years, right? Did you know that? 47 years.
The murder rate is not at the highest rate it's been in 47 years. It spiked a little, it went up a little, but it's still much, much lower.
As you know, I approved two pipelines that were stuck in limbo forever. I don't even think it was controversial.
But it's a lie.
Keystone case, we have potentially 32,000 jobs almost immediately.
But it's a lie.
Nordstrom has come out and says this was not a political decision, it was a business decision. Ivanka Trump, as you know, has said she has divorced herself, separated herself from her business. So how is she being treated unfairly?
This is a direct attack on his policies and her name. And so that there's clearly an attempt for him to stand up for her because she is being maligned because they have a problem with his policies.
Nordstrom insists it has nothing to do with politics. They say this was a business decision that the clothing line was not performing.
Within the seven countries that we've talked about, there's at least 20-some-odd people that over the last few years have come into this country and been convicted of or charged with acts of terrorism.
But it's a lie.
I would respectfully disagree with her assessment of Senator Sessions then and now. His record on civil and voting rights, I think, is outstanding.
But it's a lie.
When Reagan appointed him for a judgeship in the 80s, even Republicans in the Senate back then were persuaded that Jeff Sessions' record on civil rights and racism was too odious to let him have a seat on the federal bench.
Stuff that the president is doing is by almost entirely highly applauded by both sides of the aisle.
Former Defense Secretary and CIA Director Leon Panetta saying this, quote, I've never been so nervous in my lifetime about what may or may not happen in Washington.
To have it in chaos like this, to have it in disarray, it's a disaster in short.
The whole environment is one of dysfunction in the Trump administration.
It is amateur hour right now.
Are my methods unsound? I don't see any method at all.
I just want it to be a friendly situation if possible. I don't know that that's possible. I mean, I've seen friends that get divorced. You know, you see them 6 months later and it's like cats and dogs and you understand them.
Hey, I was doing just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue.
But I'm okay.
Tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city in a broke down car and 4 years. No calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar and I can't stop. No, I can't stop. So maybe pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder. Pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older. We ain't ever getting older.
We don't need no education.
I love the poorly educated.
We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Leave those kids alone.
Leave them alone.
Hey,
the teachers, leave those kids alone.
All it's just another brick in the wall. It's just another rip in the wall.
You know, Obama says that, well, Trump might be friendly with Putin, which I'm not. I don't know Putin. But they, you know, they're coming up with this narrative like I'd be weak with Putin. Well,
I never met Putin. I don't know who Putin is. He said one nice thing about me. He said I'm a genius.
If
I said, thank you very much to the newspaper.
And I said, he's a better leader than Obama.
But he does get rid of
it. I said, he's a better leader than Obama, because Obama's not a leader. So he's certainly doing a better job than Obama is.
Putin said Trump is brilliant. And Trump, no. No, Putin. Now, I don't know Putin. We did 60 Minutes together. Now, we weren't together, but he was on, I was on the same night. We got great ratings, by the way.
I would treat Vladimir Putin firmly, but there's nothing I can think of that I'd rather do than have Russia friendly as opposed to the way they are right now. Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press. Putin said some very good things about me. People say, oh, Trump's going to be weak with Putin because Putin is saying nice things about me. Okay, all right. And I said, he's a strong guy. They immediately say, oh, Trump likes Putin. Look, I don't like or dislike. First of all, I have to say this. Wouldn't it be great if we actually got along with Russia? Am I wrong in saying that? Wouldn't it be great? Okay?
You're fired.
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 The clouds.
There ought to be clouds. Well, maybe next year.
Mr. President, since your election campaign and even after your victory, we've seen a sharp rise in anti-Semitic incident across the United States. And I wonder, what do you say to those among the Jewish community in the States and in Israel and maybe around the world who believe and feel that your administration is playing with xenophobia and maybe racist tones?
Well, I just want to say that we are, you know, very honored by the victory that we had, 306 Electoral College votes. We were not supposed to crack 220. You know that, right? There was no way to 221, but then they said there's no way to 270. And there's tremendous enthusiasm out there. I will say that as far as people, Jewish people, so many friends, a daughter who happens to be here right now, a son-in-law, and three beautiful grandchildren.
But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again.
Mr. President, it's too much.
I'm TiVoing democracy, so don't tell me how it ends.
Thanks so much to
Judy Collins, Floyd, the Chainsmokers, Spike Jones, Steinsky.
Thanks to CNN,
MSNBC, Seth Meyers, Stephen Colbert, Trevor Noah.
A special thanks to Mother
Russia.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.